This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Written when he was just 24, it was the first work to show off Georges Bizet's sumptuous musical talent and theatricality. In a seaside village in colonial Ceylon, the friendship of two pearl fishers is tested by their rivalry for a beautiful young priestess. Opera Southwest's new production of The Pearl Fishers opens on March 23rd and gives four performances at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. With us this morning is the director of Bizet's opera, Nathaniel Merchant. Nathaniel, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
This story was conceived for audiences 150 years ago. How do you go about reimagining that story for audiences in 2014?
Well, you've got to understand what the audiences then were expecting, especially French opera was something that was very popular, and it required, you know, many acts. It required dinner in the middle of it, dances and ballets and all sorts of things. So there was a very sort of set way that the Parisians liked their opera. Even though Pearl Fishers is not very long, it still has some of those elements and an exotic locale, which was all the rage then.
I'm assuming that a sense of place is very important. What were your instructions to your creative team about what kind of world you wanted to create?
What I wanted to do is really create the Ceylonese fishing village as much as possible. And I'm even creating some of the social strata, the headmen of the village, the older people who would run the village. You know, I have several of the chorus who are the divers. So I'm trying to create all these elements to show what a fishing village then would look like. And they have fishing tools and implements and their daggers and things like that. So we see them pearl fish and do these things. I wanted to make it an actual fishing village, not something from a Bollywood movie. That was important to me. There have been productions that have gorgeous costumes and the women are all in these spotless saris and they look so beautiful, but you don't get a sense of verisimilitude. And that's what I wanted to have there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know that you have had a focus in your career on rediscovering neglected works. For a while, The Pearl Fishers might have been considered a neglected work. Why do you think it is resurgent now? Why are we seeing more productions of this?
I think people are finding that the music is glorious, which is of course easy to say. But I also think it's a fantastic setting, so evocative and exotic. Everything is new, and it's, as an opera, it's kind of sexy because, you know, you try to do as much as you can with the different costumes and how they look and everything like that. So it allows the director and the costume designers and the set designers to be very inventive. And I hope you will see that in this production.
As I said, this is a very early work for Bizet. He was 24, 10 years before Carmen. Do we see the Bizet that we know from Carmen in The Pearl Fishers?
I think you see elements. What's wonderful about The Pearl Fishers is you see it sort of changing and transforming from one thing to the other. And yes, some of the parts of The Pearl Fishers are sort of old and stodgy and creaky. And then you see some other pieces which are, you say, how did he think of this? So that's really exciting. And there are some parts of this opera that I feel like I've discovered anew and I want to tell everybody about it. Yes, the duet's beautiful, but listen to this and stay for this part and that part. And there's some really dramatic parts to the opera that I think get really overlooked.
Nathaniel Merchant is staging Bizet's exotic romantic drama, The Pearl Fishers, for Opera Southwest. It is in performance March 23rd, 26th, 28th, and 30th at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets, visit operasouthwest.org or call 724-4771. Nathaniel, great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.